News to CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A proposal to add passenger rail service from Denver to Steamboat Springs has the support of Alterra Mountain Company, which manages the ski resort. CEO Jared Smith says it's too early to discuss financial backing, but the idea isn't out of the question.
In some cases, we do subsidize some transportation in different markets. And sometimes that's trains, sometimes it's airplanes, sometimes it's, you know, local transportation.
The train proposal would connect Denver all the way to Steamboat and Craig using existing rail lines. Colorado Democrats in Washington have asked the White House for more funding for migrant services. Denver officials and nonprofits in the state have been helping with housing, food, jobs, and legal services for tens of thousands of people and say they're running out of money. Amanda Blaurock leads the Village Exchange Center in Aurora. She's been frustrated by the lack of government funds to help.
People are here. You can't deny that there's human beings at our doorstep. So at this point, you're really looking at how do we address in a coordinated, most efficient, effective way to assist.
While the Colorado senators and representatives requested White House aid, they also acknowledged Congress could allocate money if they could come to an agreement. Meanwhile, yesterday, Denver officials cleared an encampment where hundreds of migrants have been staying for months. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The camp grew around a city-owned motel off Spear Boulevard, where new arrivals can stay for a few weeks when they get into town. But most people haven't gotten legal work authorization, so they have nowhere to go when they have to leave. Many just settled in tents outside. Officials estimate there were over 300 people living in the area. Ahead of some cold weather, they opened two emergency shelters to move people into, but those sites are only set to stay open for 30 days. The city hopes they can get everyone into more permanent situations before that month expires. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
For more news today, come to cpr.org or denverite.com. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 3:34.